Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Everyone hides one desire.
And friends, today we have a real treat for you on our 71st show. Back to our entrepreneurial edition. I told you we're going to have some guests for you. We will be speaking with a very new associate of ours, the owner and founder of DIY Offer, Miss Connie Heights. So, Julia, what is DIY Offer? Glad you asked. Well, stay tuned. Stay tuned and find out. And of course, we have some great tunes coming your way. So, you know my rule. Don't you touch that dial. Let's start the show.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue!
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, the dope means. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town, that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, if a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby, to go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go.
And friends, today we have a new associate of ours in our entrepreneurial edition, Miss Pony, owner and founder of DIY Offer. That's DIY Offer. Now, what is DIY Offer, you ask? Well, meaning of DIY is do it yourself. But DIY Offer is an all-encompassing platform that supports for sale by owner real estate transactions. So Connie's DIY offer is unique, however, because in her case, DIY does not mean you'll be alone. It doesn't mean do it by yourself. So you'll be in the process, you'll partner with real estate lawyers, and they will guide you through. There are three elements of the platform, and we will let Connie explain later. Connie, good afternoon. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. I'm looking forward to learning more about you and DIY Offer. Now, I was going to tell your story of how you grew up on a small farm in Eastern Ontario and that you're from a family of entrepreneurs and how you got started and what happened to you in 2012. But, you know, I decided that it would be better for our listeners to hear it directly from you. So go ahead, Connie. Tell us the story of you. And tell us the story of DIY Offer. What inspired you to do this?
Well, it is a bit of a journey, and we don't have all day. So I'll give you the Coles Notes version. I was actually in sort of IT help desk roles. I one thing that I so much enjoyed in all of these roles were I always came up with innovative solutions to problems. I would get into a job and I would immediately know the issues of trying to make things better. The other thing I sort of also did was I had a pattern of sort of getting into a job, having a great experience for a few number of years. And then I was always sort of either relationships with management sort of came out, and I would be in a pattern of looking for a new job. So I was in this cycle. Deep down, I always knew that my destiny was to do my own thing, and never really knew what that fit was until about 2015. I was out of work. A few years earlier, we had sold a house on our own, tried to eliminate the commission fees, and found the process a little intimidating, daunting. We used a known for sale by owner service that was available at the time, and found it intimidating. And so a few years later, I was out of work, and I had my aha moment, I guess, and realized that there is a better way to help people be able to do it themselves and really provide the information that they need. Mm-hmm. Once you do a transaction and do it by yourself, you realize that the process is not that intimidating. So we're trying to make it a little easier for people.
Okay, so what inspired you to do it? Was it being homeless? Was it because when you were, you know, trying the regular way, that, you know, the more conventional way, that you just found that it was just too many hiccups? What actually inspired you to start?
So I felt that there was a gap in the current industry. So I believe that the traditional real estate industry holds very tightly on to the information that their agents use to assist their clients and customers. That information is not rocket science. It's pretty simple information. And so it's a matter of trying to be able to understand the process and be given a little bit of information during the process. And since I've started this business, the industry has changed leaps and bounds in really understanding how much information is out there in regard to understanding your home value. You can go onto a website, multiple websites, but one that I use regularly is called House Sigma and HouseSigma.com. I'm promoting another business, not mine. I have no ownership out of it, as a disclosure. And you can go and find your home valuation free. And so you can know exactly what your property is currently valued at. So when you're starting the process of thinking about doing a DIY home sale, you have a better understanding of where you should be, where you should be starting at for your list price. So, mm-hmm. And all that information is online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, what would you say, in your estimation, with your experience, is the most difficult part of the buying a home process? What's the most difficult part for people that you're from?
Are you asking with a realtor or without a realtor, I guess?
Both. Like, what do you, with a realtor, what's the most difficult process? Without a realtor, what's the most difficult process? Difficult part, sorry, of the process.
Yeah, I guess it, the one, because I am really trying to tread or change people's mindsets about doing an alternative real estate model. I think for people that are using a realtor, the one challenge is making sure that their realtor is working for them and for them as the customer or the client, and mm-hmm. not only making sure that realtor or agent is looking out for themselves.
Right. So with your platform, you would think that with your platform, your model, your customers will save on basically commission fees then.
That is true, yes. So I am trying to help people either potentially reduce or possibly even eliminate the 5% commission fees.
Okay.
And so if a house is selling for $1 million, you're looking at a $50,000 commission fee. And mm-hmm. on top of that, there's also HST that is applying to those commission fees. So you're looking at $56,000 mm-hmm. once you go through the final closing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That's very attractive. That's very attractive to people.
It is.
Very attractive to the listeners, definitely. Now, go ahead.
So yeah, the platform helps people to either potentially reduce or eliminate. So with our platform, we can actually, buyers can come with the use of an agent or without an agent. And obviously if a buyer is coming with an agent being assisting them, they may be a little more green in the process. They may not be as knowledgeable about the process, and so they need to rely on the services of the agent. Mm-hmm. And that's the benefit of DIY offers, because you can really tap into both people that are using agents or no agents, and really be in control of that process. Mm-hmm. If a buyer is coming without an agent, and if they are a little more experienced in the process, and this is basically old hat, they can understand the process. They understand, you know, they can submit an offer price, and they can negotiate it confidently without having the expert beside them. They can do that as well.
Mm. Okay. Now, I noticed that you do have legal counsel for your clients. Now, is there an extra cost for having the legal counsel throughout the whole process? Tell us about that, because that seems very beneficial.
So for when you either purchase or purchase or sell real estate, you always need a real estate lawyer. You don't need a realtor to do the process. So the lawyers actually do the transaction, the actual transaction between the buyer to the, I mean, from the seller to the buyer. And they do that on closing, the day of close. So on average, it, depending on if you're the buyer or the seller, the fee structure might be a little bit different, but on average, you're looking at about $800 to about $1,500 for that process.
That's pretty
And
affordable than going on your own to get a lawyer, since you clearly partner with them, correct?
correct. So
Yeah.
our service would be in addition, like over and above the, those closing costs. Those are the normal closing costs for the two parties, but our fee would be an additional fee that the seller would have to pay to their lawyer to use the platform. So but again, it would be a it's a fraction of the cost from paying the $50,000 to sell their home.
And friends, it's time for a little break. We'll be right back.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Now, on a lighter note, tell us more about your family of entrepreneurs. Tell us about them.
So,
Tell us.
you're really digging into the roots. So, I grew up on a small farm. My dad had a a farm of basically a bit of everything, I guess. We had some dairy cows, beef cattle, some pigs, chickens, had dogs, lots of dogs. I am actually the youngest of seven. We all had to pull up our socks and contribute in many different ways. So I grew up, actually one of my jobs in my teen years was I would have to go after dinner and help with the milking of the cows and help my dad. And so hard work was a part of it. And so my one brother, he had a home renovation business. And another sister of mine actually had a home sewing business. So yeah, we are definitely sort of all made up of so the yeah. same
hardworking ethic.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so I can see how the hard work and the self-starter and the discipline would help you and would travel over, you know, as a business owner. Tell me, like, what do you think has helped you the most from your background right now as a business owner and as an entrepreneur?
There's a few things, I think. A little stubborn. Not willing to give up. And the dedication of work, the work ethic, for sure. As an entrepreneur, you can't just punch out and think that your job is done at the end of the day. There are times when you have to work into the evening or on Saturdays or Sundays. This for the past few months, I've been, as I'm launching this brand new service and trying to get it into the market, I'm working Saturdays, I'm working Sundays, I'm working evenings. It really doesn't stop right now. My goal is to get a business off the ground and get traction. So that's all that is on my focus right now. So
Understood. Yeah. You're just going to have to be consistent with it. That's all it is. And just make sure that what you're doing is sustainable, because whatever is not sustainable isn't healthy. And
true.
That's interesting. So, okay. As your work is now, tell me what the most rewarding part of it is for you. Like, what, when it happens, you're like, oh gosh, I love it. God, I love that. It makes it all worth it. Tell me.
It's the little milestones of the little achievements. Like, so we launched the platform in sort of March, April, and it was, you know, making that one person that contact that registered to be on the platform. And then it was having our first listing on the platform and partnering with our first lawyer to come on board. So every little milestone is, you realize that there's a bigger reason and a bigger purpose, and it fuels me to keep moving on. There, with, I guess, being an entrepreneur, there are days when you have highs and everything is going right, and you know, you're ecstatic, you're thrilled, and then within, it could be hours, days, minutes, the table could turn and you know, things are not going your way. Everything seems to be going against you, and it's a hardship, it's a struggle, and you are questioning everything that you're doing. So it really is it's a mindset of really knowing your strength to take the take the good and you have to keep moving on and through the bad and just keep moving forward.
That is true. That is true. So what do you find, let's say you have a new client, what do you find most of your new clients, what do you find their main concerns are?
Obviously they want a very quick sale and an easy sale. With a brand new platform, we are just establishing our brand. So our brand is just getting known. Mm-hmm. I am doing social media campaigns to get attention to the platform. I'm speaking to you. I'm going on other podcasts. So my goal is to make sure the people on the platform are getting noticed and have buyers, because right now, if without a real estate platform needs sellers and it needs buyers. So my job is to make sure that there are both on the platform. And yeah.
Understood. Is the housing market now, is it more of a hurdle or more of a help, more of a hindrance or more of a help to you?
So the current market definitely has its challenges with interest rates rising. The real estate market has definitely slowed down. Mm-hmm. But there are people still out there looking. They may not need as much of a mortgage possibly, or they may be cash buyers. Mm-hmm. But obviously people that are still looking to a mortgage and the interest rates are going up, they may be a little more reluctant to make a move or to buy something bigger. So which takes a big chunk out of out of the market. So
mm-hmm. 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 I see that. Do you foresee the interest rates going down anytime soon? What do you foresee?
From what I am hearing in the news and in the industry, mm-hmm. I believe there is supposed to be another interest raise in September. At least possibly one more, or even possibly two more times. So I do not see that interest rates are going to be going down anytime soon.
Well, Connie, tell us, how can folk find you? Tell us where they can find your website and where you are on social media so they can follow you.
That I would love to share with that. So my website is diyoffer.ca. Mm-hmm. And if you, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter.
What is your handle on Instagram so people can look for it? What is your handle on Instagram?
That's actually, I believe it's at diyoffer.ca the Instagram.
And that's the same one for Facebook?
I believe Facebook is diyoffer.ca without the dot.
Okay. And you said on LinkedIn, how do you want them to connect, to your company or to your personal page?
They can follow me on LinkedIn. They can find me, Connie Heintz. It almost sounds like the ketchup, but mm-hmm. it's with a T. With the ketchup doesn't have a T. Mm-hmm. They can find me there, and then my page is under me. So I post through my page as well on LinkedIn. So
yeah, fantastic, Connie Heintz. Okay, well, Connie, it was lovely speaking with you today. And is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know? Anything that we didn't touch on? Any other message? Anything that you want to say to them right now? Tell us.
I love to talk to people, and I would love to reach. If people have more questions, if I didn't answer enough or give them enough information, please feel free to email me. Mm-hmm. I'll share the general mailbox. Yep. It is info@diyoffer.ca. And we can set up a time to chat. I would love to tell you more, share more. If they are thinking of doing this and they have a lawyer, I would love to, I can talk to their lawyer. We can make an arrangement and potentially work together. So that would be the next step.
Fantastic. So DIYoffer.ca and info@DIYoffer.ca.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Connie. Listeners, you heard it. You know, things are changing in society, different ways and better ways of doing things. So if you're in the housing market, reach out to Connie and see if she can guide you. Maybe a good fit. Really nice speaking with you, Connie. And we'll be right back.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Say a little bit for you. Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
Keep playing. unbelievable.
Friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And this quote comes to us by Mr. Bertram Russell. And he says, "A stupid man's report of what a clever man says is never accurate, because he unconsciously translates what he hears into something he can understand." I like that one. It's clever. Would you like to hear it again? Okay. Comes to us by Mr. Bertram Russell. And he says, "A stupid man's report of what a clever man says is never accurate, because he unconsciously translates what he hears into something he can understand." I don't know. I don't like to call people stupid, but that's our quote of the day. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Real satisfying.
because the day was long and I felt strong. Ever since we met, when you appear, the tensions go. Mentally calm becomes the body, the mind, and the soul. Let's cut to the chase before the time we waste away, so we can enjoy the walks, conversation, or play. Take a cruise to nowhere. Is anyone out there? Who cares? As long as you're here with me, the best is yet to come. Together we'll be as one. Our love has just begun. Guaranteed, my love. I wish it could last forever.